1931. Very, very lovely to be with you. We are one as reality, as being, as consciousness, as love and tenderness. Whole and complete. Lacking nothing. So we can relax in this possibility, which is our reality. There is no separation in God's mind. And this temporary life is about this understanding. The understanding of oneness, the understanding of our true being. And the solution of the impression of separation. In that understanding, it is always in this moment. And so, in this moment, we surrender, we let go. Without knowing, without the need to know, without an objective, without a goal, to be completely free. Freedom from any destination. Being the destination. Without a destination. So whatever appears to you, let it float in the space. Give it its complete freedom. No resistance, no barriers, no agenda. Be like a sponge. Whatever is retained, whatever is absorbed, is done so effortlessly. You are not separate from the totality. You're not separate from the universe. This aware presence that right now hears these words has no name, no age, no gender, no nationality, no history. Look at children. How innocent. Open. How beautiful they are. Our reality is childlike. Transparent. Free and joyful. The joy of being. Whichever way the mind formulates it, we are all looking for peace and happiness. The causeless peace. That is not the result of any activity. any situation. That is not a fabrication of the mind. It is not temporary. It relies on nothing, stands on its own. The peace and happiness that is not a mind state. Or a sensation. Or a memory. So when you drop the past and the future, and you suspend the conceptual mind, when you do not rely on anything, you do not disappear. There is that which remains. That which remains is the true you. Nothing ever happens to reality. Nothing ever happens to the true you. You need to come to complete clarity about that. The understanding that you, I, the reality which perceives right now, is non-phenomenal. And that you, this formless, invisible to the senses, this aware presence, is the answer to your questions. This deep, still, silent presence where the mind is completely silent and still and not knowing. And yet you know yourself by being yourself. You know yourself as being the self. Sometimes we say the answer is in you, but it's more appropriate to say that the answer is you. You are the question and the answer. Because the question arises from the answer. When the answer arises from the same place where the question arose, like a mirror reflecting. Its own image. You don't need to get entangled in whatever appears to you. You can let it be. Without measurement, without keeping track of. Successes and failures, dropping that evaluative measurement aspect of the mind. Because the peace is in presence, in the stillness. In this effortless awareness. So over and over you return to the source, which you are, this non-movement, effortless. This relaxation in being. It soaks into you as you soak into it. without any attachment, without any goal, without forming conceptual structures and stories. Stories, it's just for your amusement. They're not for your understanding. The revelation of yourself doesn't come through the front door. It comes through the back door. When you least expect it. This freedom from expectation. And yet we do the work of inquiry and contemplation and meditation and living the understanding that is the preparation of the house. We keep looking at the front door, but God comes through the back door. And reveals to you that thou art I. I is thou. We've never been apart.